This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. A Boulder man is heading to prison after his conviction for selling data from U.S. consumers to a mass mailing fraud scheme, CPR's Tony Gorman reports.
Robert Rieger will spend 10 years in prison after he was convicted on numerous counts of mail and wire fraud. Attorneys say the 57-year-old sold lists of American names and addresses to a fraudulent client over the course of 10 years. The elderly and vulnerable people were then targeted in a scheme that sent them letters promising cash prizes. Rieger and a Kansas man were working at Epsilon Data Management at the time of the crime. The Texas-based company agreed to pay victims $127 million in compensation in 2021. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
The family of Luis Garcia, the 16-year-old student killed outside of East High School in February of 2023, is suing Denver Public Schools. The lawsuit alleges the Denver School Board's decision to remove armed police officers from campuses violated state school safety laws. School resource officers were removed from campuses in 2020 amid protests over racial injustice and police brutality. Following two separate shootings at East High, the district reversed that policy last year. The Colorado State Fair has a new general manager. Andrea Wiesenmeyer takes over next week. She comes from southern Idaho, where she most recently led a county fair and rodeo. Wiesenmeyer replaces Scott Stoller, who is leaving the state fair after 6 years as general manager. Mostly sunny all across Colorado today. Around Denver, it's highs near 90. This is CPR News.